And we are continuing to follow the shooting in Las Vegas. We're also keeping an eye on the Republican effort to overhaul the tax code. And joining us for a few minutes to talk about that is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. He's in New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So the White House has been saying that their plan is focused on the middle class. Let's listen to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on NBC's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd yesterday.
Our objective is not to create tax cuts for the wealthy. Our objective is about creating middle-income tax cuts. But as you know, one of the things we're trying to do is eliminate lots and lots of deductions.
Derek, as you see it at this point, is this plan actually for the middle class?
No, it's not. Very simply, it is not. If Mnuchin says his objective is to not create tax cuts for the wealthy, he has failed. That is the most specific thing that this tax plan does. And it's not just Mnuchin. Gary Cohn, the White House chief economic advisor, has said that this president's tax cut is, quote, purely aimed at middle class families. House Speaker Paul Ryan also said a middle class tax cut is his, quote, number one goal. But I'm looking right now at an analysis by the Moderate Tax Policy Center, the first major analysis of this tax plan. It finds that the bottom half of U.S. households get about 10% of the benefits. The top 0.1% gets one-third of the benefits. So the richest 0.1% gets three times more benefits than the bottom half of the country. That is just not a description of a middle-class tax cut. So clearly, the White House has settled on a message here that this is for the middle class and not the rich. But they have devised a blueprint that does the precise opposite.
Well, one of the things that the White House is talking about doing is cutting deductions of state and local taxes. What would that mean for the middle class or for most Americans?
The most important implication of cutting deductions for state and local taxes means that Americans living in high-tax states are hurt more. And this probably would affect upper-middle-class households more than anybody else, not necessarily lower-middle-class households overall. And this is one reason why some analyses have found that this tax cut, which does cut taxes by trillions and trillions of dollars, might actually amount to a tax increase for some upper middle class households who happen to be, say, between the 80th and 90th percentile of U.S. earners who happen to live in high tax states, that they would be hurt by this provision. But this is one of the provisions that the White House and House Republicans are trying to come up with to pay for, at least in part, the enormous tax cuts that are coming from the rest of the bill.
Now, President Trump has said that this plan won't benefit him personally, although many people have pointed out that no one can verify that claim since he hasn't released his tax returns. Derek, what do we know? Is Trump cutting his own taxes with this plan?
We cannot say for absolute certain for the reasons that you just said, but it is reasonable and probable to say that this tax plan would be fantastic for Trump and the Trump family for three reasons. First, it cuts the highest tax rate from 39.6 to 35%. Two, it eliminates the alternative minimum tax, the AMT, which forced Trump to pay tens of millions of dollars extra in the last tax return that we have available from him. Third, it reduces taxes on closely held companies, so-called pass-through businesses, which would almost certainly give him and his company enormous tax cut. And then finally, it eliminates the estate tax, which hits families with assets more than $5.4 million,
right.
If I recall correctly. Trump's is worth potentially a billion or more. So there are four ways that we know that this tax plan would almost certainly benefit the president.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.
And we're continuing to follow the news from Las Vegas. More on that in a moment. This is special coverage from NPR News.